may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, sends $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, I'm the aforementioned Bob Tuscan, actually, and it's War Room Wednesday, wacky War Room Wednesday. I'm a little wacky today. Doug Owen will be joining us in a moment or so from Blacklisted News for our reoccurring Wednesday feature, which is War Room Wednesday, where we take a look at geopolitical issues and so much more. Quick update on the dog situation. If you were listening the other night, you heard about my finding of a dog who was very sick. And, well, it's a sad story, but it has a happy ending. And thanks to the generous donation of one listener. Well, two. One lady did made a very nice gesture with what she had. And everybody donates within their realm. But thanks to the donation of one individual, I was able to get the dog the medical care it needed and bring it home without having to subject it to the rigmarole of sending it to a facility, which then they would vaccinate him, which I did a little research. And folks, vaccinating your pets is no different. Now I hesitate in saying that because at the risk of scrutiny, I might hear from listeners saying, oh, Bob, it's a dog. But believe it or not, it costed more for me to not vaccinate or have his stuff removed than it would have been to send him in, vaccinate him, have him at the shelter, and endure more trauma on top of what was already a really traumatic experience for this dog. So he's laying right by my side at the moment, and he's gaining weight. He's got the fleas and ticks removed. He is acclimating just nicely, and yeah, we'll let you know what happens. So thank you very much to Fred in California. We'll go ahead and say his name. Fred stepped up to the plate, and I appreciate it. What else do we got going on? Steve Starrs will not be joining us tonight. No, nothing's wrong. He's just spending some quality time with the family. We'll get Steve back on Friday's show. I guarantee it. We got some great guests coming up. I want to make a quick announcement about a guest coming up. It'll be next week. And his name is Ken Rolla. And he'll be talking about health and scalar energy and all sorts of really cool far-out topics that are not so far out and are very, very interesting and worth our attention. And we will deal with that next week with Ken Rolla coming on. Of course, the lamestream media is talking about this shakeup with Eric Cantor losing his primary against his Tea Party candidate. And I got to tell you, it's, in my opinion, a pretty blown out of proportion story. We saw a similar shakeup happen when my local Republican congressman was ousted. He was a career politician. His name was Cliff Stearns. He was our representative in this district for many, many years. And a guy by the name of Ted Yoho, a veterinarian, a Tea Party veterinarian, though, gave him a run for his money in the primary. And this incumbent never in a million years thought that he could have been ousted by Ted Yoho, and he was. And at that time, a couple years ago now, it was a major shakeup. It was a sign of things shifting gears. And now this Eric Cantor guy being ousted is another sign, an even more drastic sign. But at the end of the day, folks, I'm not convinced that going about our activism using the traditional means, namely government, is going to be as effective as we would like it to be, or as effective as it may warrant our attention and effort. Could be wrong, but that's just my opinion. But on the other hand, a grassroots candidate is kind of nice to have. So when I looked at Cliff Stearns, who was the incumbent ousted by the new Tea Party candidate, I saw a guy who we had met, tried to meet with several times, would never ever meet with us, would ignore us, was in Washington 95% of the time, completely ignored his constituents, would not take calls, would not do town hall meetings. And on the flip side, Ted Yoho had a campaign running on the fact that he would make himself accessible to the utmost degree to his constituents. And I got to tell you, the guy has. He really has. Well, in addition to that, Ted Yoho had some startling comments about the NDAA and even more startling comments about Building 7. And I'm going to play for you a clip that was recorded in March of 2013 of me talking to Congressman Ted Yoho on a radio show and asking him about the aforementioned topics, NDAA and 9/11, with a focus on the smoking gun, Building 7.
Bob, welcome to the Thomas Hayes Marston Show.
Yeah, this is exciting. It's like a resting welt maybe for the rest of your life.
That's absolutely right. There will be no rest.
Yeah. let me ask two poignant questions, if I may, Thomas, and I'll start with the first. The NDAA, a piece of draconian legislation that troubles a lot of us in the liberty community, whatever that may or may not be, what's your take, and how can a freshman congressman work to get rid of such unconstitutional legislation?
Okay, you're going to ask the other question, or you just want to start with that one?
I'll start with that one, Ted.
All right. The NDAA, like you, I feel it is a draconian type of legislation. You know, anytime the federal government can withhold an American citizen and hold them indefinitely, that's just not a good thing. And I think it was Dianne Feinstein wrote an amendment to have the verbiage changed to where it excluded American citizens. And they threw that out and they wouldn't look at it. I think all it needs to take is somebody writing the bill and just say, you know what, we want to repeal this. I mean, Congress put it in, Congress can repeal it. And I think it just takes a group of people saying, this is wrong. There's enough rules on the book already to protect Americans. We don't need an overreach by the federal government. And it's unconstitutional. I mean, it's just goes against our constitutional principles. And for that reason alone, it should be thrown out.
And Bob, you're raising a good issue in that individual congressmen can do a fair amount. Excuse me, but if they're grouped with other like-minded congressmen, they can be hugely powerful. And I want to say off the top of my head, after 2010, there were 82, quote, Tea Party congressmen, for lack of a better term, or people who are devoted to the Constitution. I believe most of those are going to hold their seats, if not all of them, and this time around. And I believe there's going to be more people added to that. And so if you have a group of 120, 130, 140 congressmen who are vehement defenders of the Constitution and what's going on, they're going to have a huge impact on the Congress.
That may or may not be the case. And when we get back, I'm going to play the clip of me continuing this conversation with my senator, Congressman Ted Yoho. Not my senator, my congressman, rather, Ted Yoho, in light of the shakeup in Washington. And then we'll bring on, of course, Doug Owen with War Room Wednesdays and BlacklistedNews.com on the other side.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
All right, Doug now joins us from Blacklisted News for War Room Wednesday. Doug, the big shakeup, or at least the lamestream media is obsessing about it, and I really don't think it's much of a shakeup. But some college professor, you like how I pronounce that?
Mm-hmm.
From Virginia, takes out the Senate, the House Majority Leader.
Eric Cantor, bye-bye. Didn't work out. Going against the Tea Party didn't work out. Should have went to that George Soros-funded Tea Party deal. Probably one of the things that, well, at least people like Rush Limbaugh are attributing to why he failed. I think it just shows that people are disinterested.
They're disinterested. They're tired of a big shot who comes in and thinks he, you know, is somehow in touch with his constituents when he's really some national figure and so on and so forth. Well, anyways, a couple years ago, we had our Congressman Ted Yoho elected. He ousted Doug, our longtime incumbent, I mean like 20, 30-year Congressman Cliff Stearns. And that made national news at the time. And I spoke to Ted Yoho. And again, although I poo-poo the role that these guys are really going to play in bringing things back, well, I don't know if it was ever there, but bringing things in order. I almost said back in order, but no. Bringing things in order. I thought he was pretty interesting in his response and his attitude. And Doug, I want to get your impression on this. I had just stared in the previous segment him taking a question of mine about the NDAA, in which he said, yes, yeah, like you, Bob, I think it's a draconian piece of legislation and blah, blah, blah. Well, now I go on to ask him about one of my favorite smoking guns, Building 7, because that right there is a question that remains to be, well, answered by 9/11 Commission or NIST report or any of these other agencies that have completely ignored the fact that a 47-story building falling in free fall speed and, you know, the middle of the afternoon after the other buildings had fallen, it just doesn't add up if you're telling me office furniture fires did it. So here's my question to him, and here's his answer. And Doug, I want to get your reaction.
Huge.
Yeah,
what's your other question?
We need to continue with that momentum, Thomas. And my other question is a real direct question about the footage of Building 7, the third building that collapsed in 7 seconds on 9/11/2001. Ted, have you reviewed the footage of Building 7? And if so, are you demanding a new investigation?
You know what? I haven't looked at that probably in a year and a half or so. I can't answer that. I mean, it's something that needs to be looked in. I mean, anytime you have stuff like that can't be explained from, you know, just a physics standpoint, I think it definitely needs to be re-looked at.
You know, Bob, this is not a conspiracy. There's a group of architects and engineers that are asking that very question. Yeah. And I think, you know, if it's the China that was responsible for this 47-story building falling into its own footprint with not a mention of it in the entire 9/11 commission, then we deserve to have that justice. And now, 11 years later, I think it's time we stop looking at this as a taboo topic and start dealing with the facts.
It's a really good point, Bob.
And you know, that really is, and it's something that does need to be looked in, but I haven't focused on that.
Yeah.
A decent response, no?
Yeah. Yeah,
I think it's becoming a lot more mainstream. He said he had looked at it a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Anyways. Well, I mean, it's something. I at least he didn't ridicule you and call you a terrorist and, you know, some of the things that you may have encountered with other people. Maybe, you know, if you'd called Harry Reid out, you know, he would either call you a terrorist or a Koch brother. Koch brother? Yeah.
Is that the new boogeyman?
Yeah, for the left. I mean, the convenient scapegoat.
So you're either one of the Koch brothers or you're one of the Soros.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
That's
funny. One or the other. Somebody's pushing something.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, these guys talk out of both sides of their mouth, though. You know, that's kind of how I feel. He hasn't done anything about it, nor do I think he was able to. That was before he was elected. Or actually, that was the day before he was to take office. Do you think his response change now that he's been there for a couple years? It seems that once they're there for a couple years, that changes them pretty quickly.
Well, I think that there's a lot of people, and I know that this is not a popular viewpoint for probably most of the listeners, including myself, but at some point it becomes academic. it becomes an academic debate. It becomes almost so removed from the event that the political shift, blaming Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld, they're still alive. They're still culpable. They could still be, held accountable for war crimes. I mean, talk about oxymorons or surreal reality where you have Don Rumsfeld now talking about how Barack Obama planning assassinations using the CIA and working in tandem with the military to kill, U.S. citizens in one case we know of or in several others. But, that coming out of the executive is actually a war crime. To have Donald Rumsfeld say that is just so, kind of mind-blowing in and of itself. But point being that, he has no interest in rocking the boat. And I don't think that, it would be popular or at all advantageous. But I do think that it was pretty decent of the guy to say, hey, I might look into it. But, he just kind of placated you a little bit. But at the same time.
Oh, but did you hear what he said in the beginning, though? Did you hear what he said in the beginning? He said that things like there's with physics, when physics doesn't explain, blah, blah, blah. Did you hear that bit?
I didn't. So, that tells me that he has come to the conclusion that, some of the science is, not necessarily definitive. But you have a huge row over global warming, climate change. Is it scientific? Are we going to deny the science? Oh, you deny the science with climate change? I bet you deny the science behind the free fall of WTC-7. So, there's a lot of this conflation between it, but I think it's odd that you're finding more and more Republicans as they, have to become relevant. The Tea Party, Eric Cantor, perfect examples of how that shift is happening. The libertarian, grass fire that has swept through Kentucky with Rand Paul. So I think that they're trying their best to kind of placate to people that are more skeptical, more libertarian, more liberty-minded, and they're at least trying to, get those people into the big tent because that's becoming the majority.
Yeah, but they suck. They suck still, Doug. Okay, they're like half-ass and they suck. It's fake. It's a release valve. It's just trying to ease the attention a little bit to kind of appease the fringe, but they don't go. It's not only that they're gatekeepers, which they are. They just don't do it for me. And I wonder if we'll see something on the left like the Tea Party movement be created. And if so, what would that look like? It seems like the left is just.
As far as politicians, I don't think you're going to find politicians that are going to find a political solution to, this, what happened on 9/11 or to open any investigations. I think you're really just going to have to win over the court of public opinion. But, I give you kudos and accolades for, asking the question. And a lot of people would not be brave enough to do that. So good for you, Bob.
Right on. Thanks.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at MUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
But that's what that guy from Las Vegas was saying. Did you watch any of that? The newest.
What's lone, that?
The newest lone gunman.
Jared Miller. Yes. He looks like.
And his girl, too, I guess, right?
Yeah, they're quite a pair.
And they're all. Daily Beast is reporting they're all Alex Jones fans and chemtrail people and. They just hated the New World Order and, yeah. Now, let me ask you something.
Convenient, yeah. And they're white supremacists and anti-Semitic.
They listen to the Bob Tuscan Show. But let me ask you this.
Okay.
And I'm going to contradict myself all in one question / statement. At the end of the day, do you really think people who are anti-New World Order trying to actually get rid of the evil in the world, get rid of the control and the usurpers and whatever, do you really think that they're going to go and act like this and just kill innocent people? I mean, if they were really anti-New World Order, you might think they'd lash out and shoot some frickin' Rothschilds or something. But no, that's not what
happens.
There's
never going to be a revolution that ever starts at Walmart. I'm just going to put that on the record. I'm going to stand by that.
Exactly.
And if you're going to start a revolution, why would you kill yourself? That's something I don't get. Yeah, how can you start a revolution if you don't want to see it? I mean, if you believe in it to the point where you're willing to kill for a revolution to see revolutionary change, wouldn't you stick around to see some of it?
Okay, here's when I contradict myself. Because that makes perfect sense to me. Now, here's where I contradict myself. Have you heard from or read the emails from or met some of the people who listen to this show?
They're
freaking bat stuff crazy, man.
Who, your show?
Freaking nuts. Not just my show, in general. And by the way, all my listeners, I love every single one of you. I'm not talking about you. But Doug, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I've got, you know.
You know who I'm talking about. They might be anti-New World Order. They might not know what the hell's going on. But they are freaking nuts. I mean, nuts. If Doug was to play you, remember that voicemail lady you used to get?
Yeah. I had a couple stuff.
I mean, but you know the one I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that right there is an example of what I mean. Okay, these people are
well, I think that's
not
just a public person. If you're a public figure at all, and the more accessible you are for somebody, you know, maybe the easier it is to get a conversation, get a dialogue going. You know, they people look for that. So it's not just the trolls, but there's also plenty of mentally unstable people and angry people looking for something to blame, you know, all of their woes on. So, you know, the New World Order, that's one of the, I guess, you know, it becomes a crutch for some people. You know, why do I drink too much? Why does my life, you know, why is it unfulfilling? Why do, you know, why have I got this, you know, bad hand in life? You know, why am I always the victim? If you're a person that's a consummate victim, then, you know, the New World Order or whatever it may be, it could be anything, can be an easy excuse for, you know, why you don't have to do anything, you know, and why you are, you know, absolved of, you know, your own responsibility in dictating how your life, you know, is, you know, ultimately affected.
My wife left me. The New World Order did it. I have a hard time.
I've heard that before. I've heard people saying, "Hey, you know, by talking
well, but I, her, I'm
turning my wife crazy."
Well, I sympathize with that because it can tear up relationships.
Are you driving your wife crazy with the New World Order, Bob Tuscan?
I got in a car accident. The New World Order did it. You know, it's the New World Order. I have a broken fingernail, a hangnail. It's the New World Order. And don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not saying that's what any of you believe or think. But when it gets to that point, you're no longer worried about real life issues. You're worried about a boogeyman, a crutch, and something to fall back on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's, you know, crazy people that think that you're talking to them. I had one person that thought that I was sending her messages through the radio, and you know, it's kind of disturbing. You get these emails and you don't know if they're legitimate or if they're, you know, just people, you know, getting their jollies, but there's a lot of people out there. And it, you know, what really scares me is those are just, you know, a few people that listen to us, and that's a pretty niche market. But when you have people like that become sycophants for government, you have this massive amount of people that, you know, are just hoping that government's going to be the solution to everything in their lives. They're, you know, either caught up in some celebrity or in some, you know, dogmatic relationship with government, which can even be more dangerous.
Yeah, it's a scary mindset to have.
So back to this guy. I mean, you know, that's the reality. Could he be somebody that smoked too much meth and listen to a lot of anti-New World Order stuff, you know, that's just driven that
absolutely
mad? Maybe, but I doubt it. I think it's really interesting that, you know, this guy, He had a felony, so he was with the FBI. We know the FBI has been infiltrating the Clive and Bundy ranch. And just last week, we had Eric Holder, who talked about the new Department of Homeland Security task force that is going to follow and go after domestic terrorism. So how convenient when you have somebody like Jared Miller here that, I mean, he hits all the hallmarks. He talks about chemtrails. He talks about the Second Amendment. He's a gun nut. He's a militiaman. Even though they kicked him out of the Bundy Ranch because of prior convictions and felonies that they had found out about. So we know that this guy, he's a felon. And when you're, you know, you go through the justice system, you know, who knows? And he was already, he had a long history of commenting on Facebook and on alt media website comment sections. So he had a big backstory. He talked a lot. He said a lot of things, you know, very inflammatory things. I watched this 7-minute interview, and yes, he was interviewed at the Clive and Bundy Ranch by NBC. And he talked about, you know, basically, you know, having to defend yourself and stand your ground, and that he wanted peace. And this is, you know, goes on to his whole mantra. I don't know how much of the media that he produced you saw, Bob. But I thought one thing that was interesting, they didn't take down his YouTube videos, which is pretty much standard operating procedure. You know, the videos stood. We saw his diatribe, his crazy methed out diatribe to his girlfriend talking about the sheeple. So he used all of the anti-New World Order conspiracy nomenclature.
Yeah,
all
I
the
noticed that. I noticed that.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's either completely organic in the most coincidental media timing ever, or it stinks to high heaven.
I don't know. I think I my intuition on this one, Doug, is that he was legit, man.
You think he's just a nutter?
Yeah, I really do. I'm probably wrong with that. I'm probably getting more and more naive as the years go on here.
Get to that point where you don't want to think that everything's a false flag, that everything.
I mean, it could be. I'm open to that, and I see compelling points. Nothing's made me believe that 100%. There's a smoking gun that tells me it was definitely a false flag. However, I certainly empathize with the possibility that he's just a nutter for whatever reason. I don't know why I feel that way, but. But, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, and you know, you already see the whole you know, pile on. Obviously, Israel did this, you know, and all the people that find convenient excuses. I mean, the media basically uses conspiracy theorists, right wing, nutbags, all of these terms to try to you know, attribute their political and philosophical beliefs into this horrendous event. You see it on both sides where, oh, it's Fox News and it's, you know, blah, blah, blah.com that are being targeted. So everybody, that's what's so interesting about this, because even those in the alt media use this as a way to say, see, the media is attacking me, what we're doing. And it's across the political spectrum from the, you know, both sides of the aisle. You see the media, MSNBC says that this is a, you know, a crazy, lunatic that's on the right wing. And then you have people on the right saying, see, this is why we all need to have firearms, because if we all had a 9mm on our side, that, you know, things like this would be mitigated. You know, so it becomes this political football, and that's the tragedy in all of it.
We'll be right back in just a little bit with more on War Room Wednesday.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
So, what was I gonna say about this guy? Is he related to Merlin Miller? Do you know who Merlin Miller is?
No.
Merlin Miller ran for president. He ran under the American Freedom Party.
Is this his wiki page you're reading from, or?
No, I'm telling you that.
Well, I know, but
he's okay.
So his dad was a presidential candidate?
I don't think they're related. Miller's a common last name.
Probably. There's Dennis.
But Merlin Miller is in. What's that?
There's Dennis Miller. He's a radio show host. That's a neocon.
He's. I can't stand him, dude. Yeah. I don't know what it is about him.
And he thinks
that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. And he thinks that his jokes are so witty because he references, you know, kind of off the wall, very obscure things that, you know, average people that didn't take, you know, 16th century literature aren't going to get, you know. Okay, good for you. You spent some time in college, you know, but.
Oh, he likes to use big words. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's funny. Did you ever hear the bit from Paul Harvey, If I Were the Devil?
Yeah, classic.
I feel, for whatever reason, I feel like playing that. You want to hear it?
Sure.
But it's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been a third.
If I were the devil.
And not that he is, but just if, in case.
If, yeah. And now here's the rest of the story. No. Yes. Will you hit that play button, Mr. Producer? Jeez. Thank you. These guys.
If I were the devil. If I were the devil. If I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness. And I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Yeah. Well, you know, I agree with most of that. I think that...
Yeah, I mean, there's parts that he was...
I mean, you know, not that the... The government is the devil or anything, or that people use the government to be a tool of power, centralized power to institute this new religion. But that is happening. And if you look at, people today that have any kind of moral or ethical value that's aligned with Christianity or with something that's above the state, even to themselves – They are, you know, enemy number one. I mean, God forbid you milk your own cows and sell some raw milk to your neighbor. You know, you do that, there's 15 feds on you. They have 24-hour surveillance. It just shows you the hypocrisy of the war on terror, and really what it's become is the war on people. And, a lot of those things are happening. There's a lot of takeaways from that.
If I were the devil, I would prescribe psychotropic medications that would lead to crazy people, perhaps like Mr. Miller, shooting up people randomly.
Well, they're always on the meds, aren't they? And then, you know, they've got the new solution, which is government screening of all brains, and even as far-fetched as it sounds, conspiracy theory becomes reality. The DARPA agency, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is working on a brain chip to help people with brain disorders. So, we live in a world where just about everybody has some kind of disorder, whether you have, you know, mild Asperger's or you have ADHD, ADD, OCD, DDD. I mean, who knows? I mean, everybody can be diagnosed with something. And, I mean, you see it in a lot of things. People are always looking for a diet pill rather than just changing what they eat and exercising a little bit more. You know, people are always looking for some kind of solution. And government and pharmaceutical companies and politicians and soothsayers and, high priests are always going to use that to manipulate people. So I don't know if it's a human condition, if it's something that's being bred into us. But, the hard thing is that you have a sucker born every day and you have somebody that wants to take advantage of that sucker born every day. And you have to have some kind of society that can, you know, protect those that are vulnerable. And I think that's the sad thing that we're seeing today. People don't have any empathy anymore. We're becoming less empathetic. We're becoming less caring to our fellow human beings. With the rise of economic inequality, people are starting to be – you're seeing a lot more angst and anger about racial divides. People start looking a whole lot different when you are struggling. And that's the sad thing. That's
I guess we lost Doug. Okay, I thought maybe that was my end for a moment. If I were the devil, I'd mess with the Bob Tuscan Show's telephone lines. Next hour, we're going to continue with Doug. 800-313-9443 if you wanted to call in and join War Room Wednesday. We'll take a look at some of the geopolitical affairs. We've been focusing mostly on domestic issues, but we were warned, we were told, that this would become about the domestic terrorists, the lone gunmans here domestically. I mean, Jenna Napolitano, Doug, don't forget. Oh, yeah, and how convenient she became the head of the California High Education or whatever her title is there. And they had a nice little shooting with another guy who was, in my opinion, even more of an obvious plant than this guy in Vegas. But they're happening more frequently. And is this by design? Many might argue so. Well, folks, we'll continue this when we get back. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. You can email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. You can send PayPal donations there as well. We could really use your support. And you can go to the website, bobtuscan.com, and Doug's website, blacklistednews.com.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.